Let's talk with Curtis Hertel Jr., who is the Ingham County Register of Deeds. He's on the other end of our line. Curtis, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Appreciate your time this morning. An interesting story with the Michigan Brewing Company. They have lost their Weberville site. That, of course, is the company that brews beers as well as Kid Rock's beer. And they've had some financial issues. The bank took back the building. Now, we've tried to make contact with the Michigan Brewing Company. They also have a site in the Lansing area, in downtown, as a matter of fact. They also were due to partner with the new restaurant, Tavern 109 in Williamston, and that deal fell through. So I just wanted to get from your end where they may be in the process with this foreclosure. Can you shed some light on this for us?
Yeah, my guess is the biggest problem is not just losing the Weberville site, but also losing their headquarters. So, you know, that can have an effect on all of their properties. They were also in the plans to expand in Fenton as well. What we do know is that the property was purchased for $2.6 million in 2007, and then a loan was taken out with a bank, Zions First National Bank. And apparently, from Ingham County court records, what we can see is that loan payments were not able to be made. So foreclosure proceedings started. A entity called Highview Enterprises bought that property, but they failed to reach an agreement with Michigan Brewing Company, and therefore in January, Michigan Brewing Company was evicted from their property.
Now,
it was when they applied for eviction, and they were evicted on Tuesday, actually.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Michigan Brewing Company was an entity of several partners. Bobby Mason was one of those. Then he became president of the Highview Holdings and tried to reacquire the entity. They weren't able to find resolution on that. So now, as we speak, that business is shut down. The bank owns that property. What happens from here, Curtis?
Well, first of all, I mean, Highview Enterprises bought the property, but they failed to reach a rental agreement with NBC. So it's, I think it's actually somewhat complicated because Highway Holdings, Highview Enterprises and Highview Holdings are pretty similar names, and you'd guess that there's something actually involved there, but it seems like no one's talking at this point. I think it's going to take a little bit of investigation to figure out all the different details. But I mean, there are a lot of players here. It is sad to lose a landmark like NBC and the Things Beer Store down there. My father's a collector, actually, of beer memorabilia, and I bought him several birthday and Christmas gifts, actually, from that store. So it is sad to see this happen. But at this point, they've lost not only that store, but also the headquarters, and I think that's what we got to worry about the most. When a company starts having foreclosures and other deals start falling through, you start worrying about what's going to happen.
So from your end, what happens next? Is it still possible that Highview Holdings can find resolution with NBC, which is run by the same person, Bobby Mason? Apparently he had partners with NBC, and he's now the head of Highview Holdings, and he's trying to take ownership of the entity, but having a problem. So I guess from your end, when we talk about foreclosures, it's been shut down. What happens next?
Well, here's the thing. One would think that if they were going to reach a deal, they would do it before getting the lawyers involved to evict somebody. I mean, the amount of money that was spent doing that doesn't really, at least to me, suggest that they're going to be working something out. There's obviously some issue here with between Bobby Mason and NBC, because you have these two people he's on both sides, but he's obviously he's obviously went so far as to actually foreclose on NBC. I don't think they would have done that for any reason other than there's obviously some issue there. It doesn't seem like this is gonna, it doesn't seem like something would be worked out. But I guess you never know. Miracles do happen.
All right, Curtis Hertel Jr. is the Ingham County Register of Deeds. Curtis, thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you.